Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pretty moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Wertz scores. Evers moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Houdeman moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall juggles the ball. That's an error on Wall. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hitchcock fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fain reaches second base with a double. Wirtz throws the ball into Kell who tags Fain trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moses goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 5-1 Tigers. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall juggles the ball. That's an error on Wall. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 1 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Brissy reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brissy moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Evers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball towards left. Evers catches it and throws to second to double up Lehner, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing shortstop. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Houdeman gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Houdeman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell strikes out. Guerra drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Evers reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Bob Swift. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Groth scores. Keller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keller scores. Houdeman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Aaron Robinson now catching. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-3 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPont scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.